Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, we got lots to get to. Bill O'Reilly will be with us a little later this hour. The governor says no quarantine for New York City. I know the mayor said it's a possibility, shelter in place, quarantine. The governor holding a massive 7-hour briefing. He will not stop talking. I don't know why the networks put this on the air, the cable networks. But as long as you put a camera there, he will keep talking. Stop the briefing. He's been very good in this crisis, except for, and it's not just him, all these politicians looking for network TV time, because some people think brokered convention in December, Governor Cuomo tries to jump in as the candidate. That's why you're seeing him all over network television.
Well, he looks good. He looks like a leader. I mean, he's got control of this thing. I mean, he smacked down the mayor this morning.
He looks like a leader. He's been good on this. He's been taking the right actions.
Yeah.
It's the slow talking that might get to people.
I'm directing all local governments to allow their non-essential personnel to stay home.
Yeah, you got to pick up the pace a little on that.
See, that works in certain parts of the country, though.
Yeah, but in certain parts of the country, they go, what kind of accent is that? These have got a foreign accent.
We strongly advise that only services and businesses that are essential.
Who has that accent? His brother talks like a normal person. Where's that accent from? But Governor Cuomo's doing a pretty good job. We got to give him credit for that. Now, the mayor yesterday said, what about quarantine? It's possible. We may have to shelter in place, as they're doing now in San Francisco. But the governor's saying specifically, no quarantine plans. And he says, I assume he's right on this, that the city cannot do this. Only the state can authorize a quarantine.
That makes sense.
Does it?
Well, the state really runs the city.
I guess it. Listen, he wouldn't say it if he didn't know. Yeah. So apparently the law is only the state can authorize a quarantine, and they will not authorize it. Now, in San Francisco or Italy or wherever they do these quarantines, you're allowed out to go to a drugstore, a grocery store, that kind of stuff, essential stuff. You can go out and come back. The good news is people are telling me in Italy, as bad as it is, it's just horrible there. They let it get out of control. But in Italy, stores are fully stocked. There is no shortage of anything. There was for that week or two, and it took the companies a while to get restocked and the supply chain to work 24/7. But they're fine. And President Trump, remember Sunday with all the supermarket CEOs?
Yeah.
They said they've got their supply chains, enough supply chain in America, working 24/7. They will get it restocked.
Now you so might, there's no need to panic.
No need to panic. You might say,
15 boxes of toilet paper.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of problem you get, but 15 boxes of toilet paper. Hey, take it easy there. First of all, with no food, what the hell are you going to need that toilet paper for? But you might say, well, how do we know they're really going to do this? Because they're making more money than ever. Supermarket business has been a very, very tough business for the last few years. You're on razor-thin margins. It's very tough, too much competition. So this is their moment where they're going to make more money than ever. So they will keep the supply chain moving. When this is all over, and it will be in a few weeks or maybe a couple months, but when it's all over, things have to change. President Trump was right all along. That supply chain has to get out of China and come back here. We have to be able to make our own prescription drugs. We've got to be able to make our own surgical masks if we need to. All this stuff is being made in China. We're depending on them. Now, you may hear the factories are back to work in China, but there's what they call the logistics chain. That's something else. That's how you get the stuff from the factory to the dock to the ship. That's apparently not up and running yet. It's Tuesday, right?
It's just Tuesday, yes.
St. Patrick's Day. And tonight are primaries, Arizona, Florida, and Illinois. They say they're going to go ahead with these primaries. They claim the polling places, they've arranged for them to be safe. I guess that means each booth is 10 feet apart or something.
Right, and they probably wipe it down after somebody votes.
Yeah, right. I'm sure they do. You can trust those municipal workers to wipe everything down. Ohio has a primary. Now, what's that? That's put off?
Yes, the health director declared a health emergency.
Yeah, I don't know why such an emergency in Ohio. And that governor sounding the alarm, saying there may be 100,000 people with the coronavirus. We don't know that. I've talked to doctors around the tri-state area, and they've found a patient or two with coronavirus. Now they were finding yesterday that the people live in the house with those people have also become infected. Obviously, if you're in the same house,
yeah, sure, yeah.
How much can you wash your hands? So there's about 1 million tests being done this week. There'll be 4 million by next week. In 2 weeks, we'll have the numbers. If it's another 500,000, then you'll see more panic. But that's out of 300 million people. No reason to panic. But you may find it's not the numbers we thought. And whatever the number is, in the weeks after that, you'll see that number shrinking. And then everything should be fine. People will panic when they see these new numbers. But then it'll start dwindling.
That's one of the things Cuomo said today. It could peak in about 45 days.
Yeah, and could peak in about 5 days. So we don't know. So
let's hope it's five.
Yeah. Now, when you see these higher numbers, that doesn't mean it's spreading and spreading. It means these were the cases out there, but we didn't test enough people yet. Good news, in South Korea, they started testing like crazy, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of tests. They found a lot less cases than they thought. Italy, Iran hit hard because it's people from China. Most of their businesses with the Chinese, they were constantly filled with Chinese business people. That's why Seattle, of all places, got hit harder than anybody in the beginning. It's Microsoft, it's Amazon, all doing business with China constantly. That's where their supply chain is. So that was the problem. President Trump put that China travel ban in January. That probably saved hundreds of thousands of cases in the beginning. That gave us a huge head start. I'm now starting to wonder. I was getting all these calls from somebody speaking Chinese real fast.
Well, that's right, yeah.
For months. Maybe those were warning calls. Maybe they were...
Wuhan is coming.
Maybe they were saying, hey, help, I got Wuhan virus. What the hell were all those Chinese guys? Still get them.
I know.
Yeah, you know, whoever you robocallers are, let's switch to another language besides Chinese right now. People hear Chinese, they hang up right away. All the tri-state doctors, especially Long Island, are reporting to me that they're overwhelmed, not with cases, but with calls from panicking people.
Yeah.
Panicking people. Everybody wants a test. You don't need a test unless you've got some real symptoms. If you were exposed to it, if you're going to get it, the incubation period is average 5 days, could be 3 days. It could be up to 14 days. Average incubation is 5 days.
You have to have a fever. You have to start with a sore throat. Then you get a fever.
Yeah.
And then difficulty breathing. Then you would need a test.
Yeah. Now, I think I have coronavirus because every time I come in here, I start coughing. But it's because they have these cleaning crews that are disinfecting the equipment every second.
That's good.
Now, here I have a runny nose and I'm blowing my nose. Yeah. That means it's not coronavirus. Yeah, right. The difference with coronavirus, it's all breathing, lungs, cough, yeah, without the sinus stuff, without the runny nose. That's not coronavirus. So, but anyway, take it very seriously. Don't go panicking about food and stocking up and all that stuff. The supermarkets will be restocked. I know people are going to Fresh Direct and Amazon, and it says 4-day delay, no deliveries for a week. That's because they're not restocked. They will be restocked. Amazon right now is hiring like crazy, especially in the New York area. They can't handle all the deliveries. They're overwhelmed. So this is a terrible situation as far as restaurants, businesses closing. Who knows what the unemployment hit will be, but Amazon is hiring like crazy. Drivers, warehouse people right now. Would you get in a cab right now?
Probably not. I don't think I'd get in a subway either.
Subway, I think, is safer than a cab, and some doctors have agreed with me on that, because there's very few people on the subway right now, and you can get in without touching anything. The door opens, you walk in, the door closes.
Then you just avoid a crowded car, then.
There are no crowded cars right now. Problem with the cab, you're touching the doorknob on the inside, the outside, you're in a confined space with a driver. Same thing with Uber and all that. Now, notice Uber has said any driver that thinks they're sick, stay home and they'll pay them. Lyft says they'll pay you if you bring a note from a doctor saying you have coronavirus. That sounds pretty cruel, but on the other hand, I understand what they're thinking. Every driver could just say they're sick and get paid. The good news is Tom Hanks has been released from the hospital. He and Rita Wilson had it. Apparently, they're stable. They're okay. They're out of the hospital.
But they're still self-quarantined.
Self-quarantined, yeah. But they'll recover in a week. How long has it been? It's usually 2 weeks until you're fully
better.
I think
about a week or so, yeah.
So another week or so, they'll get tested again. They'll be fine. And then hopefully they'll be on television or all over the place reassuring people that if you get it, you can get through it. He's 60. Close to 65.
Okay, that's good news.
He'll come through it fine. Airlines cutting back flights dramatically. Banks are under tremendous pressure. People are scrambling for cash. I don't know what you're going to do with cash. You've got Apple Pay. You've got credit cards. You got first of all, avoid cash for a while. Don't use cash. Use your Apple Pay. You know, you hold your phone up to the scanner and you don't actually touch anything. It's contactless. It's the safest way. Cash carries the germs, coins, bills. So avoid cash for a while. These stock market circuit breakers haven't been that great, you know, where it drops so much they close the market for 15 minutes. So a lot of traders want that reevaluated. It's not been the most effective thing in the world.
Well, they didn't stop yesterday.
Yeah. Where's the stock market right now?
It's about 2.5%.
Okay. It's okay right now. So not bad. It's up right now. If you're stuck at home, listen, you're going to feel anxiety. Here's the problem. We've been through this before for short periods. Hurricane Sandy, you don't remember this, but you were stuck inside for 2-3 days. Everything was closed during Hurricane Sandy. And that was a little different. Now, you know, now you can walk outside. And very important, experts say when you're in this situation, go outside every day. Fresh air, sunlight, very, very, very important. But during Hurricane Sandy, most people didn't even go out because of the winds and all that stuff.
Well, she had power outages, too. You didn't have power.
Yeah, you had power outages, blizzards. Obviously, you've been stuck in, no work, everything closed in the city for a couple of days. So we've been through this. You've just never been through this for a few weeks. So you're going to feel a lot of anxiety. Psychologists explain, first of all, it's the uncertainty, the unknown. Most people are not prepared for that. Most people have such a daily routine. You do, I do. Like, we have it every moment. Yeah. Is exactly the same every day. Every day. You go to work the same exact way. When you get to work, you go to the Starbucks in the building. You get the same order every day. When I go in, they just hand me my order. That's how predictable it is. You take the elevator up. You do the same thing when you get in the office. You do the same. It's the predictability is gone. It's totally uncertain. Psychologists say if you're going to be at home for a couple of weeks, set up structure. Create a new routine. Don't just lie around. Get dressed every day. Have a schedule of when you're going to do this, when you're going to do that. Make sure you get out, get fresh air. Fresh air is very important. Sunlight is important. If you are stuck in for the next 3 weeks, use the time for something. There's things in the back of your head you always wanted to do that you never did. You wanted to learn a language. You wanted to learn to play guitar. You wanted to clean out all your closet. Whatever it was, get these projects done. You're looking at me like you're the only guy on earth that doesn't have any of these.
No, I have it all. Trust me.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know if I have the motivation to do it.
Okay, but and when you come home every day, you say, you know, I got to get to work on that. And you never do. You right. watch TV. You never get it done. Weeks go by. You didn't get it done. Years go by. You didn't get it done. You got that book there you're going to read. You never read it. This is the time to do this. There's no excuse now. Also, use the time to reinvent yourself as far as self-care. Take better care of yourself. Start exercising. More often, you can do every kind of part of your body, every kind of exercise at home. Just go online. There's videos that'll show you how to work out at home.
This stuff all sounds good, but it's hard in practice, you know.
All right. Sit there and drink beer and watch Seinfeld reruns. See how that does.
I like that.
All right.
I like that routine.
Hey, if that's what you want to do, do that. You know, if that's what you love, this is the time. It's on somewhere, Netflix or somewhere, has all the Seinfelds.
Sure, yeah.
Binge watch them all. Watch the whole 7 seasons or 8 seasons or whatever. Do it now. Just remember, it's the uncertainty that's frightening you. Remember, we had Heather Hans on yesterday, the great psychologist, and she said, and this athletes do this, everybody does this. Visualize. That's what an athlete does. Great athlete. Visualizes making that shot. Locks it into his head. And studies show they're more likely to make the shot if they visualize. So she said, visualize the end of this. Visualize coming out again. Visualize when it's all over what you're going to be doing. Make that, burn that into your head.
Okay, I'm trying to visualize something now.
Visualize you at Ohlone's or wherever that is.
Ohlone's, exactly. Oh, cool. They're closing down.
Oh, so, okay, this is all you're concerned about, Ohlone's. Now, things will change when it's over. It'll be over. We'll all be going back out. We'll all be happy. Some things will change. I don't think the cruise industry is going to be as popular afterwards. People are going to wonder about that.
Yeah, right.
Stores, retail stores, are going to be in a tougher situation because everybody's stuck at home. They're shopping online. Even people that never shopped online are now forced to shop online. So the people that don't do it will get very used to it and find out it's a lot easier. So retail will get hit.
Boy.
30% of the restaurants probably won't reopen, won't make it. You know, if you're very successful, if you're like Danny Meyer, who owns all those Union Square Cafe, all those top restaurants, He immediately, first day announced, closing down for a while. Danielle, immediately closing down. But these guys are very successful businesses. They can close for 3 months and keep paying everybody and not even blink. If you're not that successful.
Well, 3 months is a long time to pay people and not have any revenue coming in.
Yeah, but these are huge business empires, very successful. And they all have some kind of revenue. You know, they've got restaurants and hotels all over the place. Danny Meyer also owns Shake Shack. I imagine they're doing tremendous delivery business.
I bet, yeah.
Right now, restaurants all doing, well, not all, but a lot of them have switched to takeout. Would you feel safe with that?
I think so. I mean, it depends on where you're going.
I don't know. I went to one place, everybody's gloves, surgical gloves, that looked great. And then I go to another place, nobody's wearing gloves. But I've talked to doctors and they say, don't go by the gloves. It doesn't mean anything. Germs can be all over those gloves. And if they're not changing them constantly, just because you see gloves, that doesn't mean anything. They're not professionals who change them constantly and know how to use them correctly. So
you just got to, you know, you just don't want to know what's going on in the kitchen anyway. So
there's one of those keep calm posters everywhere. It just says, keep calm and wash your hands. That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Wash your hands. Speaking of which, check out our webpage. There's all these videos on how to wash your hands, sing happy birthday, sing yesterday, do this. Here's the best hand washing video I've ever seen. Gordon Ramsay. These great chefs are experts at washing their hands because they're handling food all their lives. But watch, this is the best how to wash your hands video. Also, if you start to panic, watch this video. It's how to stop a panic attack. Also, if you want a new show to start watching, watch this new sitcom, Epstein's Island. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
It's the Mark Simone Show on 710WOR.
Well, let's take some calls. Let's see how everybody's doing out there. Let's go to Shanna in Belmore, New York. Hey, Shanna.
Hi there, Mark. How are you?
Good.
You're talking about Governor Cuomo and praising him, but what nobody's talking about the no bail reform and the tragedy that's happening.
Well, that's not Governor Cuomo.
Yes, it is, because he signed the bill.
That's Carl Hastie. The bail reform is the dumbest thing ever. Carl Hastie, who runs the legislature there in Albany, it's Governor Cuomo that'll get this fixed. That was that was the big plan. When the budget comes up, they would have to make a deal with Hastie, the worst person you could have in Albany. You got to get rid of this guy and vote him out. You've got a Democratic House, Senate, and legislature totally controlling this. That's where the bail reform comes from. When the budget is drawn up and done, that's where the governor was going to have to make the deal to fix the bail reform. A lot of states, 47 states, have this bail reform. It's okay to have that. But Carl Hastie did the dumbest version of it ever. In every other state, the judge has discretion. There's leeway, obviously, if it's a violent criminal. Obviously, if it's a regular criminal, the judge cannot let him out. So that's got to be changed. But blame Carl Hastie, the worst person ever in that job. Let's go to Jimmy in Staten Island. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Mark Simone, how are you? I love
good.
You, my friend.
And what do you want to say, Jimmy?
I'm taking your advice. I'm reading books, but I've been stuck on this horror movie for the last couple of weeks while I'm in the house.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. This has nothing to do with politics, whether you're liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat. Do not watch CNN or MSNBC right now. They are trying to terrify people. If you watch like Fox News, Fox Business, they'll cover the coronavirus. They'll give you the serious stuff. And they're more measured in their tone. If you watch MSNBC or CNN for 10 minutes, you'll be absolutely panicked and terrified. It is the most, I mean, you can see they're trying to panic people. So important thing, and this has nothing to do with the politics, do not watch MSNBC or CNN right now. They are just trying to terrify people. Let's go to Vincent in Brooklyn. Hey, Vincent.
Good morning, Mark. Yesterday, Andrew Cuomo, during his press conference, was not very reassuring. He was second-guessing the president at every turn. The same with Bill de Blasio. No, this is going to last 11 months, this, that, and the other. I mean, thank God him and Bill de Blasio weren't the Prime Minister of England and the President of the United States during World War II. We'd all be speaking German right now.
That's true.
And another thing,
Vincent,
right now, Mark, as of last night, the bodies in Italy, and especially in Lombardia, there's a province called Bergamo, the bodies are piling up so much that They don't know where to put them anymore. The morgues are all full.
This is not because of you, right?
No, I have
nothing with the virus.
To do. I was in contact with some of my friends yesterday. I mean, this is a bad time because if you go out on the street, the cops see you. Immediately, they're coming over to you. So all my friends are just staying home. They're just laying low and everything. But
well, most of your friends have to do that anyway. But
Of course. I mean, you don't want to draw attention to yourself ever. But Cuomo's not very reassuring. This guy is all doom and gloom, and so is and de Blasio singing the Bernie Sanders praise. Last night was on Earl Lewis's show. Now we got to take over these industries, meaning the medical industries that supply, like the ventilators, this, that, and the other, and the auxiliary products, you know, the masks. Now we got to take these over. He sees an opportunity because...
Well, they are politicians, remember that. But Vincent, excellent call. Breaking news, Governor Cuomo has finally ended this briefing. It went on for hours and hours and hours. The 187th question the reporter asked, don't you have somewhere to go? Don't you have anything else to do except this briefing went for, it was on Fox and the other networks, the cable networks started broadcasting it. So Cuomo didn't stop. It was the longest briefing. Jerry Lewis has never stayed on television that long at one time. So it's over. He's been pretty good at this. I won't pick on him too much.
No, he has been very good.
They play politics. You know, they love the airtime. They love taking control of everything. But he's been pretty steady on this. He's just got to be a little more. Now, listen, you might watch these politicians. They're scaring the hell out of you. But remember, they always do that. That's their nature. Remember every big blizzard, snowstorm, the way they would talk? You'd think it was going to be 20 feet of snow. You'd be stuck in for weeks. And it turns out it was 8 inches.
Yeah, but the economy doesn't go in a tank because of a snowstorm.
Yeah, that's true. But that's another after effect. But I'm just saying, when they tell you we're going to be overwhelmed with cases, we may not be overwhelmed with cases. They might start doing all this testing. It's going to be a higher number. But at night, it doesn't mean it's going to be like Italy. Remember, we had that China travel ban since January. That saved a lot of trouble that we could have had. When we come back, Bill O'Reilly will be with us. He's written some pretty good stuff about this and been covering this. We'll talk to Bill O'Reilly next. He's also got this great new book out, Killing Crazy Horse. It's the latest killing book. You can pre-order it right now. Excellent. You know, every one of these killing books immediately goes to number one. Always huge bestsellers. But we'll talk to Bill O'Reilly next.
Can't hear the whole show live? Get the rest with Mark Simone on demand. Get his podcast at 710WOR.com/Mark. Mr. New York, Mark Simone. On 710WOR.
Well, Bill O'Reilly, of course, the number one television host for decades, the number one best-selling nonfiction author of our lifetime with one big bestseller after another. The new one is Killing Crazy Horse. It's about to come out, but pre-order it right now, Killing Crazy Horse. And, of course, go to BillO'Reilly.com. You can get his TV show. You can get the column. You can get the message of the day, BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly, how you doing in all of this?
I'm all right. Here on Long Island, and doing pretty much what I always do. I'm staying out of the discos, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't seen you in one of those for a while, but
been a while.
Make people feel better, though. Yeah, in your column the other day, you wrote about Peggy Noonan, and a lot of these people are trying to panic everybody.
Look, if you step back and look at it from a historical viewpoint, which very few people do because they don't know anything about history, but I am a historian. This is a short-term punishment on the world, and we've seen that ever since man walked the planet. So if you look at China, and the reporting out of China is not very good, but I think it's safe to say that the virus there is on the wane, all right? So the Chinese shut down everything in Wuhan, and now it's on the decline. That'll happen here in the United States. I think it'll happen before summer. So you'll get baseball back, and, you know, I don't know if the kids are going to go back to school in May or not. It's kind of dicey there. Everybody fears lawsuits. If one kid walks in sick and then affects another kid, then you got court cases all over the place. You got to take that into account. But it's a short-term pain. There's nothing we can do about it. I am reporting honestly. I think you are. I've been listening to your program. I think you're reporting honestly about it. We're not hyping it. We're not using it for political purposes, and that's the way it should be.
But this book, Killing Crazy Horse, will be a huge bestseller for most of the year. And then the next book, possibly Killing the Plague, it would be a great book to go back and research what happened and how we got through that.
You know, I think that Americans have to reassess now. And I know a lot of people, a lot of my viewers, because I do a podcast every night on BillO'Reilly.com, and we've had a surge. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people. I don't think any podcast in the country has that kind of audience, but we've had a surge in. Because the information that my staff provides me and the analysis that I provide is helpful to people, to their lives. And I think that, that Americans at this time, when they're not going out and they're not running around crazy and watching 8 hours straight of ESPN, they got to reassess. You know, so what's important to you? How can you make your life better after this ends? If you're in the market, stock market, don't do anything. The market will come back. Nobody knows when, but it will. So if you sell now, you're going to lose that money forever. If you hang on, you'll gain it back. So that's the kind of rational stuff I think should be going on, and maybe we want to emphasize that a little bit more.
These networks, that cable networks, as soon as a governor or a mayor is talking, they'll put them right on the air live. It's encouraging these governors to keep talking, and probably a little too much. It's beyond necessary, and it's frightening people, isn't it?
I have to tell you that the master of this is Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to give the man credit. He has figured it out. That he can have a little fireside chat any time he wants. National exposure, everybody will take it, because New York has the second most cases. And there he is, very folksy. This is what we're doing. Hold me accountable if you don't like it. I'm the guy. Very shrewd. And then he did something today that was amazingly shrewd. He said, you know, we can't do this alone. I've built bridges as a... This is a quote from him. I've done this. I've done that. I, okay? Yes. Now, we, the taxpayers in New York, I built this bridge. I did this. I did that. But I can't do this coronavirus thing. Federal government's got to do it. Okay. So what is he doing? He's deflecting anything bad that would happen in New York State onto Washington. All right? But very subtly, not in an attack mode. He didn't do it in an attack mode. He goes, I talked to President Trump in a good conversation. He assures me he's ready, willing, and able to hit the state of New York. But if it doesn't go well for us, you go, well, I built the bridges, but I can't do this. Come on. So it's Trump. Very shrewd. So Cuomo's setting himself up for 2024 run. If the Democrats lose, that's absolutely what he's doing, but he's doing it very well.
You don't think he's setting himself up for a brokered convention in the summer?
No. Biden's got it. Biden's got it. Biden, Bernie will drop out tomorrow. He'll say goodbye to Bernie.
Wow.
He's done. He knows he's done. In fact, not only is he done, but he's ruined himself in the last debate with the China comments. Oh, yeah, China. I've lifted people out of poverty. And I did right away. I said, are you kidding me? The average salary in China, the average salary is $6,000 a year. Huh. You're telling me that if China wasn't a capitalist country, that people would be earning $6,000 a year? I mean, Sanders is dangerous. I mean, and he's so delusional. You know, he's not lying like you would have in a courtroom. Somebody just come up there, lie to try to get what they want. He's delusional. He's a communist. He believes in that. And he's just absolutely delusional about what happened in Cuba, what happened in China, what happened in the Soviet Union. I mean, get this guy out, and he'll be gone Wednesday, in my prediction.
Wow. But let's say we get to May and the situation clears up and the rebuilding of the stock market begins in June, the economy. You see President Trump, he works well with these corporate leaders. He's not good with the bedside manner now. But the rebuilding, he's pretty good at leading the corporate world back. So you think that makes it tougher for Biden to beat him in November?
Well, there's a lot of ifs in your question, but let me put it this way. At this point in history, on St. Patrick's Day, it's even. Biden, Trump are even. Now, Trump has a opportunity. If we come through this virus efficiently, people will forget about it by next November. It'll be in the rear view. And if the economy snaps back, there will be a recession. But if it snaps back quickly, then he's got momentum going in because people do trust him on the economy, whereas Biden is all over the place. I mean, it's just, if you're going to put your economic well-being in the hands of Joe Biden, you're out of your blanket mind.
Yeah.
All right? So there's an opportunity for Trump here if he can get through this efficiently. It's a big if, but if by June the Yankees and Mets are playing and people are going to Jones Beach, then Trump has got an advantage.
Well, that's a good point. Now, if it's September or October and all that's on everybody's mind is create some, get the jobs back, get the economy going, president's in a perfect position. He said, I've proven I can do that. I just did that for 3 years. I can get this back. Biden looks like he's not in control, and I don't think he has much chance. Also, when they get into a debate, you know Biden's not going to get through the debate in one piece.
But he did well Sunday night, Biden. He didn't falter. He beat Sanders, which I was surprised because Sanders is a better speaker. So I wouldn't discount Biden. For whatever, I think he had a big glass of Bosco. Remember Bosco? He had a big glass of Bosco before he went on there, and he did okay. So people would be wise not to diminish Joe Biden. He's got the tribalism going for him. He's got African-American voters that'll support him, some Hispanics. He's got the left and the progressive movement, the Bernie bros. They're not going to vote for him. That will hurt him. The Bernie bros, I don't think, are going to turn out. But it's right now, I see it as an even race.
Wow. Now, everybody get Bill O'Reilly's new book. You can pre-order it right now. Killing Crazy Horse. Everyone in the Killing series, immediate huge bestseller. This will be, too. Killing Crazy Horse. Pre-order it right now. Actually, you moved up the date, right?
Yeah, but now we are reassessing because of a lot of things. I'll let you know when we come out. But right now, it's scheduled to come out May 5th because the demand on the book is big.
Yeah.
But you don't want to market into a contagion. I know more about marketing than most people, and you just don't want to market into a contagion because there are more important things for people to be concentrating on and spending their money on. But we'll get the book out. It is a good book. You're going to get a copy momentarily. I've got your copy in my hand right now, the galley copy, and so I'm going to send it out to you.
Well, don't touch it. That's how you spread germs.
Well, you know, we'll spray it down before okay. It gets to the Simone house.
Right.
But anyway, a lot of uncertainty now. I had to cancel some trips, and everybody's in the same boat. But there's nothing we can do. So use the time constructively. And as I said at the beginning, you might want to reassess your life and see what's important to you.
And you can watch Bill O'Reilly, the TV shows tonight. Just go to BillO'Reilly.com, BillO'Reilly.com. What are you going to be doing tonight?
Well, we're going to take a look at how the virus has affected Donald Trump. And as you know, I have probably the best access of any journalist, I mean real access, to the president. And the virus has affected him personally. And I'm going to – see, that's the kind of stuff you get on BillO'Reilly.com. If you're reading the United States of Trump, you know I know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
With the president. And we will do that in great detail. And there's no more important time to go on that website because the cables and the newspaper is not going to tell you the truth. They are not going to tell you the truth. I will.
Well, watch BillO'Reilly.com tonight. BillO'Reilly.com. Go there and sign up right now. BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly, thanks for being with us.
Okay, Mark. Always a pleasure. Talk next week.
All
bye.
Right, take care. And everybody check out the webpage. Listen, there's a million of these videos about how to wash your hands, how long to take, what song to sing. This is probably the best hand-washing video I've seen. This is Gordon Ramsay. You know, these great chefs, for years, they handle food. They've really learned how to wash their hands. So watch this. He'll explain it to you better than anybody. Also, listen, this is a stressful time if you have a panic attack or anything. Watch this video. This is how to stop a panic attack. Also, here's a great new sitcom, Epstein's Island. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.